Good afternoon, good morning, everyone. This is Nick from Us Versus Herd. Thanks for joining in. As people, kind of come in, we'll allow some more in. If it's your first time here, we will be, allowing anyone to ask questions, talk about their week. Typical structure is I just kind of talk about what happened to me this week, where I see the market, things to look forward to, and then, if you guys have anything to share, definitely would appreciate that. This week, unfortunately, I caught COVID, so I really didn't do much trading. But the one of the major things that I was looking for in the research lab, if you guys looked at the latest research lab, we were trading a channel in SPY. And that has been pretty profitable for us here. For quite some time, we were trading that channel since October into early November. And this week, what was it on Monday? No, it was Tuesday. On Tuesday, we finally broke out of that channel to the downside. But since then, SPY has just kind of been going. Excuse me if I have a couple coughs here and there, just not 100%. But SPY has been basically moving sideways after we broke down outside of the channel. I'll update the research lab and kind of what I'm looking for some trades here. The major thing is the long-term resistance or the major resistance at 408 on SPY held. We went up to almost 410 on SPY. And it got smacked. So they smacked that down from 410 all the way down to 392. And right now, it's at 395. So, it's up a few dollars from the bottom. But I wouldn't say it's doing great. I was actually kind of thinking that it was a high probability we would break down to the downside of the channel and then get brought back up into the channel again, just to kind of take out all those stops. But that's not what happened. So far, we broke down outside to the bottom to the bottom of the channel, broke out of the channel, and we've just been trading sideways. And sure, today we had a little bit of a gap down, and then it kind of grinded up, but now it's coming back down. That we had that PPI report. And, came in a little hot. So the market dumped, almost, what was it, 5 points on SPY on that. NASDAQ took a hard hit as well. So, going into next week, the biggest things to know for next week is, this week we actually had the Fed blackout week. So the Fed was, on vacation. We probably had Jerome Powell just kicking his legs up at the beach in Mexico or something. And next week they're going to be back. So next week they have a 2-day meeting. And then Wednesday, we're going to have the Fed rate announcement as well as a press conference from Powell. Next week, there's also some economic data coming out, like, manufacturing PMI, US services PMI, retail sales, jobless claims. So next week's going to be very, very data heavy. So in the beginning of the week, Monday and Tuesday, I'm thinking that, we're probably, what's been kind of happening is that, we'll grind sideways. And then like before the Fed announces, we actually rip to the upside. I don't know if that's going to be the case this way, but that's been the current trend. And then after the Fed announcement, we usually dump. So I know we had that huge rally off of Powell's speech. What was it? A little bit over a week ago, but we gave all that back. So, I think next week it's going to be difficult because it's 100% dependent on the Fed and some of the data that we're getting in. Hopefully next week I'm feeling 100%. I'm currently on, I think day three right now of COVID. So hopefully next week I'm feeling, good enough to trade. The reason why I didn't trade is because I know that if I'm not feeling 100%, I'm not going to be making the best decisions when it comes to the market. Or I also know that, I know myself, if I don't feel 100%. I can't dedicate, you know, my energy to trading. I'm going to trade poorly. And, you know, why risk your capital, get frustrated when you're not feeling well? You know, and I've learned that over the years, is that you have to give yourself space. I know we want to make money, we want to trade, and we all enjoy it. But if you're distracted, or you're not feeling 100%, or, you know, you're just gonna make things worse, because if I were to trade during this period, I most likely would have lost some money, and that would probably make me feel worse, right? So there was really no point in trading, just looking at the trends. I'm looking to line up my shot for next week. And that's kind of where I see, you know, going into next week. So if you guys have anything to share, feel free.
Yeah. Hey, Nick, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to give you some feedback. I recently picked up your course here about, a week or two ago. And I just want to say, I think you did a good job on it, and I'm learning a lot. It was very helpful.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate that. Yeah, the Academy, it actually took us about 3 years to create. And I think the difficulty, or the problem that I was trying to solve with it, is that with the trading, you have to become the trader that you're supposed to be. You're not supposed to become the trader that I am or somebody else is. And that's like everything that's out there is, hey, trade like me and you'll make money. And that will never work. You have to become the trader that you're supposed to be. And that's when you'll make money in the market.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's very helpful. And I'm super green. So I haven't started yet, but I'm getting everything lined up. And I just, you know, the accountability call, I figured hold myself accountable and join in try and learn some stuff.
Yeah, that's the major thing. That's why I wanted to start doing these, because, you know, even for myself, and like, you have to protect as a trader, you have to protect yourself from yourself, and being accountable, you know, having like small group sessions like this, I think is important, because you get to hear from other people, you know, and, you know, we're all human. Like, I make mistakes all the time. And just because you are experienced in trading doesn't mean you're safe. You know, every single day is a battle. And sure, I probably push the limits because I day trade, which definitely increases the difficulty. Like, day trading is a lot harder, you know, than swing trading for some people, right? But for the majority of people, swing trading is easier, especially if you're working a full-time job. Swing trading is going to be where you want to line things up if you're selling premiums. You know, so I think accountability is the biggest thing. And that's why I added it to this new version of the Academy. Like, we just started doing these calls because I'm like, the course wasn't enough. We have to push ourselves. And that's the main thing. Like, we all, like, I want you guys to get better. I just don't want you to take the course and be like, okay, I got some nice information. Like, this is to push yourself to get that extra, a little bit extra, so you can achieve your goals, make some money in the markets, and, you know, have that backstop where there's people surrounding you. And that's the biggest thing that I found, is if the more people you have surrounding you, you know, the more support you have, the better your chances are to be successful.
Yeah, no, I agree with those points. That's super helpful. Yeah, I've been learning a lot so far, and can't wait to just kind of finally get started.
So where do you say you're at your journey? You're just starting out, and you're just trying to get some information, and you're just trying to figure out what brought you to that place where you're like, hey, I want to take the next step and actually do this.
Well, I figure it's a you know, it's a good skill to have. It's something that kind of separates you from an hourly time trading. I mean, you work your time also, but you're not like a 9-to-5 grinder. And I drive a semi, and I'm out here in the middle of the night throwing chains. It's 9 degrees out in the snow. And I'm like, you know, I got to kind of learn some other skills. And I've always kind of been interested. I just never kind of knew where to start. And I came across some of your videos on YouTube and checked out the course. And you seem honest and have a a very informative course, and that's where I'm at. I'm about a little, you know, I'm most of the way through the course, and I've set up Tasty Works, and I think I'm going to just kind of go back through the videos again while I'm checking out, you know, charts and just navigating Tasty Works and learning it. And then I think from there, I will take the step and start spending some money and hopefully seeing some positive results.
Yeah, that's funny. It's funny you say that. So I don't, there's actually a lot of drivers that trade, and I don't know what it is. And maybe you could help me out with this. Is it just because you're like sitting in the truck thinking about a lot of stuff? You have the open road and you're like, hey, I should maybe do these things. Cause we actually do have a lot of people that drive trucks, and they actually, you know, they trade options alongside it, which is, you know, it's, you know, when you're doing this, and you see the people that come in here that are trying to learn, you start seeing a lot of the industries, and like some of the industries are, there's a lot of people in IT. And then the other industry there's a lot of people of is drivers such as yourself, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's, you know, you listen to a lot of YouTube videos, you're always thinking, and it's driving is an okay job. It pays pretty well, but it's also long hours.
I think we're losing you a little bit. You're kind of cutting in and out.
I was thinking about how you can, you know, it takes a lot of your time, a lot of your week, and it's, you know, you always.
Yeah, you're kind of cutting in and out. I think we lost him. It's all good. I think his connection dropped. But yeah, I mean, one of the things that, you know, I will say, you know, based on that, like time commitment, like that's the whole reason why we started Us Versus Her, is not necessarily like to create a place to become rich or anything like that. It's to create a safe place that where you can add additional income, that you can learn the skill, you could develop the skill, and that, you know, you could have this as, you know, something that you'll have for the rest of your life and that you'll be able to profit from.
Yeah, this is John.
Hey John.
See, I didn't do much trading this week. I feel kind of bad that I didn't like get in on the big down push or the big up push. let's see. I'm pretty happy. I'm pretty new. I just had a couple short. Let's see. I had a couple puts, so I went long on some puts for Carvana. So I went for a few that were ending today, and I already closed those out. And I got some more that are for January. And so those did pretty well. Like I doubled my money, but it was only like $13, $20 or something like that. But it's good practice.
Yeah. And that's why I always try to focus on, you know, doesn't matter what size you're trading, just always focus on that percentage, because the percentage is what's going to be scalable to your account, you know, whether you're trading with $10 or $5,000, right? Like always focus on the percentage. Like if you're like, oh yeah, I only went from $10 to $20, it's not great. But if you're like, hey, I made 100% gain, I mean, that is huge. It's huge.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if I had more confidence, I mean, I knew it was going, you know, having lots of trouble, so I probably would have went in bigger. But
yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. Like right now, we're in a market that is very, very difficult for all traders, beginner, experience, everything in between. And even for me, like I've scaled back, like in 2022, I've scaled back my size incredibly. And I'm like, man, if I was trading like my regular size or trading full size, you could make a lot of money. But on the flip side, like the risk is so much right now that you're like, okay, I need to just take it easy. Just hit some, you know, small runs here and there. And, you know, if I can, you know, my end goal to every single trade that I do is, okay, if I could leave a runner and have that runner work for me, great. And if it gets stopped out at break even, it gets stopped out at break even. But my goal right now is to try to leave runners on if we get to continuation. The problem is, like, if, you know, looking at SPY or NASDAQ the last couple of days, I mean, it's just been kind of choppy where, it would stop out your runners no matter what.
Okay, that all sounds good. I still need to go through the trainings because I see the stuff in Discord, but I don't really know what to do. I assume that, like, if I go through the trainings, I'll know what it means when I'm going to be breaking out of the channel and things like that, like what I should put on.
Yeah, so the difficulty, so I would appreciate some feedback for you guys for the research lab because it's something we started to do recently. And the big thing with the research lab is to give identifiable targets in the stock market and give ranges to the upside and to the downside, because at the end of the day, we don't know if the market is going to go up or down tomorrow. We just don't know. I mean, you know, anything could happen. We could wake up tomorrow and there's a limit down, right? Or the reverse happened. We wake up tomorrow, we're flat or limit up. You know, Powell said, hey, he's going to cut some rates because he's too tight. I mean, we'll go up 5-10% in a day, right? So the main thing that I'm trying to do with the research lab is to help you identify trends and start getting a process down that, okay, if this is testing to the upside and not breaking through, we should probably short it. Okay, this is testing the bottom, it's not falling apart, we should probably buy that dip. And if it doesn't work out, we can cut our losses quick because it'll break down out of the channel. And that's the main thing that I was trying to do with the research lab, is to not necessarily give trade alerts, but identify trends that we can profit from. Because when I do the difficulty is, like, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So I have to give, okay, if we're going to trade to the upside, this is what's going to happen. This is what we should trade. If we're going to trade to the downside, then this is the trades that I'm looking at. And these are the targets that I'm looking at. So I don't know. Is that helpful, or do you guys need more clarity in the research lab itself when I do the posts?
Well, I think it makes sense, and I just need to, I think, do the training. I wouldn't, like, if you gave more information, like what the trades were in the post, I might never be incentivized to do the training.
Yeah, I mean, that's the difficulty. Like, there's a lot of people that have come to Us Versus Herd and was like, hey, can you just do trade alerts and feed me the data? And sure, you could do that. But my whole thing is, you got to teach yourself how to eat, because at the end of the day, this is between you and the market. Like, if something happens to your, like, stock guru or something like that, right? Like, you know, you'll have no ability to make money in the market. And honestly, like, trade alerts don't really work unless you were to do every single trade alert. Like, if you only handpicked a few of them, like, let's say there were 10 trade alerts, and, like, I'm just going to pick the one, that one might be a loser, but over 10 trades, you actually might be a winner. So it's, like, very difficult, you know, and it, you know, for people doing that, offering that service. So I wanted to create a place where, you know, for the research lab, where you could be educated, make educated decisions on a potential trade. And that way we could see, okay, how we can minimize our losses if it doesn't go our way. Like, for me, if we're at the top of the channel and I short it and it breaks to the upside of the channel, it breaks outside to the upside of the channel, then I just cut my losses. I'm done, right? I get out and it's a small loss. But the reward is much bigger because, I mean, the bottom of the channel or where it could go, there's a lot more profit opportunity than there is for losses. And that's how you make money in the market, is, you know, small losses and then, you know, having larger gains. And even if, you know, a lot of people come down to win rate. A lot of people are like, hey, what's your win rate? What's that? And it's something that, I mean, sure, win rate and stuff is nice, especially, like, if you're talking about, like, you know, baseball, football statistics, everyone wants to know, like, hey, what's the average yards he's getting? What's the average, you know, how many catches he gets, blah, 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 right? But in trading, it doesn't work like that. You could have literally, you know, four losers. And if you're cutting losses and you have a winning trade with a runner, make you could be green on that fifth trade, right? You know, and trading is all about minimizing your risk and, you know, exploiting your profit. And that's really what it's about. So, like, I've been training myself to say, okay, you know, we know what the world tells us. Having a win rate of 90% is amazing, right? But in the market, it's not realistic. In the market, you have to shoot your shot. If you get stopped out, you get stopped out, try again. And that is the repeatable process. And that's how to make real money in the stock market. If you're too scared to get in and you're too scared to make money, then you're never going to make money in the market. If you're too scared, sure, you're going to get burned. But if you cut losses quick, you know, and the way that you cut losses is find points of entry and then find points of exit. And that's why you have to have an exit strategy when it comes to trading in the market. You guys have got any other questions, concerns, feedback?
Hey, are you there, Nick?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. Sorry, I dropped out. I was going over a mountain pass and I dropped out. I was able to come back. So as far as like you were saying, you have like people who drive semis and stuff that do a lot of options trading. Do you know, are there like, so I can take kind of breaks whenever I want, you know, but I can't be on a day trade all day. Is there like times that you have heard or maybe know that are like better throughout the day where you could, you know, check your swing trades and or anything like that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you're looking for like what's an ideal time to review your trades or enter or exit trades?
Yeah, like, you know, I could stop, you know, maybe a couple times a day, two or three times a day during my runs. And, you know, so it's like if I could optimize what times would be better.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Yeah. So
or
like
if there are better times, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. So, you know, you're going to be more relying on swing trading, which is going to be a lot safer because day trading, you know, is probably not possible for you while driving. What I would recommend, you know, for swing tradings, you know, I would say like 2 hours after market open is a good time to check those trades, whether to get out of trades or to enter trades. Sure. You could, let's say you were short a stock or something and you knew we were going to have like a big gap down, was going to go in your area in your, you know, you're going to be in high profit. You know, I would definitely probably take that offer open. Cause you know, if we have a big gap down, like we did today, you know, the market gap down and then it ripped back up, which then would cost you money. So I would say if you're swinging, you know, and you can take your profits in the morning to enter positions or to check your account, I would say like 2 to 3 hours after the market's open. And then, you know, anytime after lunchtime, you know, would be good to also check your account and to enter trades as well. Like today, you know, probably like an hour ago would have been a good time to enter in a short or long position. I mean, it looks like we're going to the downside right now. Excuse me, but... Okay. But yeah, for like what I like to do for swing trading is really just kind of take that backseat approach. Do most of your research. Like when I'm doing swing trading, like I'm doing things for the research lab, I do most of my research at night or when I'm not trading or when I'm just like doing something else. And time in the charts is going to be your best friend, because if you're doing that research while you're not working, while you're not driving and you have time off, you're doing it while you're just kind of laying there and you have, you know, you have the charts open on your phone or whatever. If you know the numbers that you're looking for, it makes it really easy for you to make a decision. Cause if you're like, okay, let's say I shorted SPY here and my, you know, I knew, okay, I want to take profits if it hits 390, 394, right? So then all you have to do to make it very manageable is open your phone, see where the stock's trading at, and then take it off or leave it on depending on what the number is. But you already have in your mind what the number is you want to take profits or you want to get stopped out.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
So, you know, most of the work that I do in the charts is after hours or when the market's closed. Not necessarily like when the market is open.
Right. Yeah. I remember you mentioning that in the training.
But getting to recognize those numbers and seeing where that is, like we've been trading the same channel in SPY since October, like I said, and you know, the numbers get to be repetitive where you'll just start remembering them. Oh yeah. Okay. Hey, we're at SPY 390. Okay. I'm going to try to get long. Right. So you can always do that where you know, you kind of know those levels and then you'll start memorizing. It'll get easier for you. You'll start memorizing those levels. Oh, we're at 410. I'm going to start to get short. Right. Oh, I'm at 390. Okay. I'm going to attempt to get long. And then when you look, you don't even have to look at the chart. You'll just look at the number and be like, okay, that's where I wanted to get long, or that's where I wanted to get short, or that's where I wanted to take profit. And then it'll greatly decrease the amount of time that you're spending like intraday to find new positions. So I would strongly suggest looking at the numbers, you know, in the off hours or when you're not busy. And then when you are busy, just open up your app, see what the numbers are, see where you're at, and then make adjustments according to those numbers.
Okay, that makes sense.
That'll definitely make it a lot more manageable for you with a, you know, with a full-time job and, you know, driving. You can't be like, you know, looking at charts while driving. So,
Once I get comfortable, I thought about, you know, maybe taking a couple of days off and actually just trying some day trading at some point, but I feel like I got to get a lot more comfortable first.
Yeah. I mean, day trading, the thing about it, and this is why I don't really like about the internet, is day trading. There's a lot of glamour around day trading because you got, you know, you get access to quick funds and is today, whatever happens today, I'm going to get paid today kind of thing. And a lot of people online showcase, oh, I made, you know, 100% or 200% on this day trade or whatever. But day trading is a lot more higher risk. And as a beginner, it's going to take a lot for you to have consistent returns day trading. Honestly, if you're brand new to trading, I wouldn't recommend trying to day trade for, you know, at least 2 years in, because I mean, this thing, it's very, very hard.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I figured I would just kind of start with a little bit of a safer approach and just kind of, you know, get my feet wet, I guess, get comfortable and just kind of understand what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, this game, you know, the trading is not about going hard or, you know, going all in. It's really about taking your time, being patient. And that's what swing trading teaches you, is, okay, be patient. Where day trading sparks a lot of different emotions because there's a lot of impulse, because you have to put your entry in now, or you may not get, or you may just miss the trade. So that's why, you know, learning how to swing trade and start memorizing those levels will really help you be a disciplined, you know, day trader. And some people just can't day trade. It's just what it is, because it is that much more difficult than swing trading.
Okay. Yeah. That's interesting.
I'm not trying to discourage it, but I also, you know, I've seen a lot of people blow up their accounts, and I've had people message me like, I don't know what to do. I lost $60,000 yesterday. I don't know. You know, I'm like, hey, you know, you got to work on this. You can't just throw money at a problem and think it's going to work out. That's not how the market works.
Yeah, totally. No, I hear you for sure.
You know, like, you're not like what people think, like normally, like in life, you throw money at a problem, it usually goes away. But the market, the more money you throw at it and you're wrong, the more it takes. And the biggest thing, like, that's why, like, during, like, back in 2020 and 2021, when we had a straight vertical market, and back then, even then, I was preaching like, hey, you guys got to manage your risk, you're going to do that. They're like, hey, you're, you know, you're dumb, you're doing all this, man, you're managing your risk, you should just leave the trades on, you can go from $1,000 to $100,000 and do this. And for me, I know my process, and I know how to make money in good markets and bad markets like we are now. And it's about being consistent. It's not about, you know, being reckless and going all in and, you know, buying everything just because you think it's going to go up. Right. And a lot of those people that were not managing their risk in 2020, 2021 blew up their accounts in the first quarter of 2022. So, like, in my mind, what is the point of trading for a year or two just to be reckless and lose all your gains in a month or a week that you spent saving up for the last couple of years? And that's the biggest thing that I want to protect myself from, is, okay, we had a couple of years of easy money. I don't want to, you can literally give all that money back in a day or less in one trade, you know, in one day trade, you could give that back, you know, whether you made $10,000 or $100,000 or whatever the case is, you could literally blow your account. You could lose 2 years worth of gains in a day or less than a day in 5 minutes. And that's the danger of trading and having, like, you know, the easy trades and all that, is you never really learn risk management. So the people like you guys now, Tim and John, coming in, learning how to trade the market, like I would say this is the best time to learn, because it's going to teach you to be very disciplined. And when things ease up, it's going to be easier for you to make money, but you're also going to have that in the back of in your mind that you're going to have a level of discipline, because you know it's not always going to be this easy. And that's, like, you know, that was the biggest problem with the apes and the diamond hands. And, you know, they were against basically everything, like what Us Versus Her stood for was manage risk, take profit, and redeploy your capital, use common sense, and you'll be okay. But they're like, no, we're going to YOLO our retirement accounts. We're going to YOLO our, you know, our home equity line of credits. We're going to YOLO our credit cards. We're going to, and that's not how, that's, you know, that's pure gambling. And eventually it's going to catch up with you. So that's why you have to be very careful, because this is a business and this is very serious. And you wouldn't go all in on a, you know, a business idea. Would you put all your capital into like a pizzeria and say, hey, I'm going to YOLO this, and if it doesn't work out, I guess I'll be homeless, it's fine? Like, no, you wouldn't do that. You'd always have like a backup plan or reserve funds or way to get out, because you know that a business isn't going to work out 100% of the time. It's the same with trading. You have to be able to minimize your risks. And to do that, you have to take profits. You have to use stop losses. And that's what we're seeing now. And that's why all those traders that were making big money, you know, there's no point in making six or seven figures if you can't keep it. It's just, there's just no point.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Like, it's the smarter way to go rather than the, you know, risky way to go, reckless.
Yeah, I mean, and the problem is, and that's why I highly encourage you, like John, to go, at least John, if you're doing the training, focus on the mindset and motivation piece. If I would start there, if you don't want to start off with the trading stuff, because the mindset and the motivation piece is really going to help you with the psychology of trading. And that's where most of the where we make money, or that's where most of the battle is, where we make money or lose money. It's not because we don't know how to trade. It's because internally we're either fearful or we're greedy, or something internally is telling us to make trades, not close out trades, not set stop losses. And it's human nature to be greedy. It's human nature to be fearful. So I would definitely encourage you guys to, you know, watch the mindset and motivation, because that's what's going to make you or break you from being a profitable trader. We all know support and resistance. We all know technicals. We can learn all that. But where the real battle is to train yourself emotionally. And I'm not saying don't care. You need to be able to care. If you don't care, you're going to not set stop losses. You need to be able to care. I'm not saying don't trade without emotion, but you have to be able to control that and know when to go heavy, when to not go at all, and when to go very small. And that's going to really help you out. So I know it's a lot, but it's going to be, it's a process. I mean, this, you know, you don't learn how to trade in an hour. You know, we all want the end result, but this is a lifelong journey. But the good news is you'll have this skill forever. And one of the things that I always told myself is, like, okay, if you take my businesses away from me, let's say I got in a bad car accident, my legs got chopped off or something crazy, you know, I would still be able to trade and I would still be able to take care of my family. And that's really what I do it for, is to you know, have that redundancy in my life. I mean, I do love to trade, you know, just as it is, but you need to have multiple streams of income, you know, just like anything in life, you should have multiple streams of income. Trading should be one stream of income. Your business or your job should be another stream of income. A rental property or something should be another stream of income. You should keep building these layers. And that's what you learn, like during recessions, is the people that have single sources of income usually don't do very well. But the people that have multiple streams are going to be able to weather the storm, and that's really why we do it. I think we're losing you, Tim.
Right there,
Tim. I think we lost you for a second. We missed the whole thing that you just said.
Sorry about that. I'm going over a mountain pass. If I drop out, sorry.
No worries. I get it. We just missed the whole thing.
I'm just saying that, I like the multiple streams of income, and that's kind of what I'm working towards. So it's why I'm kind of learning from you of income.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you guys, taking a step forward and trusting us with your education and trying to figure this out. Because I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, it's very difficult, but it's also very rewarding. When it starts really, really working for you, and you develop a process that is repeatable, that you can extract money from the market, and that's I think that's what we're trying to achieve here. So you guys got anything else? Any questions?
For me, not at the moment.
Okay.
I'll keep trying to join these calls every week just to, hold myself accountable and hear other people's progress and hear the information that you can provide.
Okay. Yeah. And if you guys have any questions, feel free. I think I sent you guys my text number. Feel free to shoot me a text, or you could join the Discord. Those are some quick ways to get immediate feedback. And, I think that, the more in touch we are with each other, the better we all are for, even myself, holding myself accountable, looking at the charts. Every trader needs to do this. Nobody is above that. So, if you have any questions, feel free to, like I said, shoot me a text. My number is in, I think, every email that goes out for the most part that you guys got. And then I am thinking about making some changes to the Discord. So I'll let you guys know how that goes. But I'll let you guys go. You guys have a good rest of your weekend. If you need anything from me, just let me know.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Nick.